Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news, quick hits.
Poor kid is never here to defend himself.
Yeah, too busy at home playing Fortnite. He deserves it. Five Finger Death Punch were an answer on Jeopardy Wednesday night. Bassist Chris Cale posted a screen grab of it on Instagram with the caption, quote, in a life that never ceases to amaze, this ranks pretty high up on the list of things that amaze Chris Cale for 600, Alex. Look at that. The nice. Mainstream, man. Mainstream. Fender debuted a new Duff McKagan signature line of precision basses today at the NAMM show in Anaheim, California. Obviously, Duff Guns N' Roses. Mm-hmm. Got it on there. Lastly, Eddie Van Halen's company EVH unveiled its new Striped Series Shark model as well as at the NAMM show. The instrument is based on the axe Eddie first played during the Van Halen's 1978 World Tour. Metallica have shared a professionally shot video of one of their songs from last week's I Am the Highway, a tribute to Chris Cornell show. I checked out the clip. It's amazing, man. Unfortunately, the only thing that's really come out of that has been like fan clips, phone clips, which are just horrible. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see like an actual professionally shot video.
A bunch of vertical videos.
Ugh. And just the sound. Folks, stop shooting videos on your phone.
You know what pisses me off?
At a concert. It doesn't turn out well. It sounds like garbage. Yeah,
first off, if you're taking a video at a concert, make it short. All right?
Yeah.
We don't want your phone up in the air the whole concert. Second of all, the last time I saw that, we were at Stone Sour.
Yeah.
Literally a girl holding the, first off, vertical video pisses me off.
Yeah.
Second of all, she's not even looking at her screen.
No.
She's just holding
it
up in the air.
Just holding it up.
Just holding it up, recording whatever she records, she gets. She's not watching what she's.
No. And like the whole time.
The whole time.
It's nuts.
I wanted to toss that phone so bad.
You should have.
I should have.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You don't do that at concerts.
You dumb bitch. you can check out the cover of Soundgarden's All Your Lies on YouTube. It's awesome. Lastly, the band with the dirtiest laundry in rock music, it's Slipknot. That's according to a man who's been cleaning clothes for the touring acts for more than 35 years. Hans Jürgen. Hans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hans Jürgen. He started his company Rock and Roll Laundry in 1982 after helping to clean the clothes of Ted Nugent's band and crew in exchange for some free concert tickets. He toured the world with such artists as U2, Madonna, Janet Jackson, Elton John, and Blue Oyster Cult. And when asked by the New York Times which act had the dirtiest clothes, he said Slipknot. The coveralls they wore on stage had been sprayed with beer, cream, and fake blood and left in garbage bags for 3 days.
You know what? You know how sweaty you get in like a Halloween mask during Halloween? Imagine doing it. Imagine being on stage and being Slipknot.
Dude, those hot lights. I've been on stage to announce bands, all right? And it's an awesome experience, but those lights, it's no joke, folks.
It's hot.
It is just, you feel like a hot dog on a roller at a gas
absolutely.
Station. Just hot. So there you go. Slipknot, dirtiest laundry in all of rock and roll.
Stink.
Which just makes them even cooler in my book, man.